Our Ask the Mayor public affairs program for Sunday, June 8th, and our podcast at WHLC.com. Breaking news right after I ask you about your trip to New York City, Sally and her artwork. Obviously, it went great. I want you to tell us a story about what it's like to actually drive all that way, all the things you got into in New Jersey and the tolls and the speed caps and everything else. But welcome back, sir.
It was a great trip. I was so proud of Sally. She had 18 paintings in an art center that's very similar to the Bascom. It had the natural wood beams and framing and then beautiful white walls. It was a great event out on Rockaway Beach. And it was a trip. We took 2 days to take my Toyota Colma, loaded with paintings, very carefully packed. Sally was worried about damage, but there wasn't a scratch on those paintings.
Oh, thank God.
And everything went real smooth. But it was an insightful experience in that it makes me enjoy going out and being in other communities and then appreciate what we have here in Western Carolina in the town of Highlands.
But also you visited MoMA, the Museum of Modern Art.
We were able to take a ferry into Manhattan one afternoon. Being artists, we went to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, took our grandkids who were there for the opening and our children. I like to rejuvenate by going to a major museum. And of course, my favorite area was the ceramic area, starting with the Song Dynasty of the Chinese all the way up to the arts and craft movement of America. It was kind of a reset my vision as a ceramicist and as a potter. And we all enjoyed being in the big city. But, Steve, there are some things that I experienced on the road and in the big cities that I promise I will try to make sure they do not happen here in Highlands, North Carolina. For example, I hate those speed cameras. I hate those red light intersection cameras, and I'm against those. I was very frustrated. We stopped for gas on the Jersey Turnpike, only to have, when I pulled up to the pump, this guy in a yellow vest telling me that he had to pump the gas, that I couldn't do it.
No,
that must be some union thing that the state of New Jersey has created, and I'm kind of a free market person, and to me, it's more efficient, easier for each motorist just to get out and pump your gas when you want to fill up. That wasn't the case, and then I had to give him a tip and all that kind
of stuff. Sounds like a Teamsters thing, possibly.
Yeah, that.
So talk about the tolls, too.
Don't get me started on the tolls. I had my Easy Pass. I had to go back and reload it with more money because every time you'd come to an intersection, looked like there was a toll booth. We spent about $50 just on tolls, negotiating all that in New York and New Jersey and so forth. So I'm against toll roads in Western Carolina. I'm against those cameras, and I want to be able to pump my own gas.
And you will fight for that. Talk about the legislature. Nothing is going on there because
they took off a week for the Memorial Day holiday. It was all quiet on the Raleigh front this week. I'm sure they'll get back to processing those bills that we're tracking and are concerned about very soon.
I'm ready to go into my Google Play Store, and the Town app is now available.
That is correct,
wow.
Steve, and I'm very excited about it. If you've got an iPhone or how you would get an app from your Android and other platforms, it is a free app. It is the Town of Highlands, North Carolina app. It's easy to navigate, and it has a lot of important things. Any immediate emergency messages from our police department, our fire department. It also has a place where you can go pay your utility bills. It has things like a resource guide where if you need to know, well, what's the number of the hospital or the Macon County Emergency Management Department, the library, any of these major institutions on the Highlands Plateau. It has a parks and recreation icon, and it has an events calendar where all of our meetings are posted. I'm sure some people might see areas that they'd like for us to improve. We'll be happy to take that feedback. But this is not really the website. It's just a quick, I would call it kind of a quick information and reference guide. Plus, it will provide updates, announcements, and so forth. I feel very comfortable that we now have that in place as we go into hurricane season, where we will be able to, using this app, get it out to a lot of people.
While you were talking, I went to the Google store, I downloaded it, installed it, there it is, and now I can meet the mayor. I can go to the police department, as you said, fire department, etc.
We've had critical staff members like our fire chief, our police chief, of course, our town manager, and who will be operating the app and sending out notifications. Feel free to go and get that app and learn about the town government.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Town of Highlands. And while you were gone, the utility pole teams, they were out there very efficient as they stopped traffic, but not for very long.
And as I've written, they have a system where they'll work for so many days, I believe 8 days, and then they take 6 days off. The reason is that many of those workers have to travel long distances and stay in hotels. I think that helps also with the traffic. Our town public works director, Lamar Nix, was talking with me about their work this week, and I was enthusiastic, saying, "Lamar, I think they might be ahead of schedule." He said, "Mayor, don't think like that. They're working efficiently. One day you're ahead of schedule and something can go wrong and you can be behind." But we're all very pleased that they're on the job and making progress.
The activities around Little Bear Pen, for those coming out of Little Bear Pen to get onto the 64?
It will be with the radar-activated flashing lights, and that is being installed by the state as we talk. And hopefully that'll be a system that's activated very soon. I will present a word of caution, and that is, while we'll have those light, don't just depend on that system. We still need to be very careful as we're going in and out of that intersection. But this will help. I have a backup camera on my truck, and it's always saying, don't depend on that. I've learned you can't just depend on that, but it's a very important aid, and this new light system will be too.
It's really not that tough to slow down as you approach Little Bear Pen coming into town and just be aware that some community people are trying to get out. That's all there
is
to
it.
Mirror Lake, phase one continues there, and a new bag is being installed. So that's good to know that the new bags are installed after the first one's used.
It's kind of like the old song, "Papa's Got a New Bag." The River Sand people always have to have a new bag. We were talking with John Bryan. Well, can't you just put a zipper on it and zip it up? He is laughing. Pressure. But they have a bag system. I think it's an ecological recyclable material that they make those bags out of. But they have to cut them open, dig the material out with an excavator, and then they put in a new bag and start the whole process again, dewatering site.
Every time I pass by that bag now, I'll be singing James Brown. All right. The tree was compromised at the Highlands Rec Center, and there was a driver in a car.
It was on Tuesday. I was at Rotary Club and got an image what happened. The young woman that was in the car pulled up in front of one of those big trees that are just down from the recycling trailer. Fortunately, the tree fell and it hit her car, but it hit on the passenger side and collapsed the roof and everything. But she was not hurt, although the car was total. It was a major split in that tree, so about half the tree came down on that car. It's an old, ancient oak tree. What was strange to me about it, Steve, was that you would expect that kind of thing in a storm or high winds or anything, but it was just a perfect clear day. Anything but just some little breezes go wrong, but you just never know when a tree like that will finally have a situation where it splits or it falls. If a tree, and that tree must have been 100-plus years old. People don't live forever, and trees have a life expectancy, too. Now we'll have to remove the rest of the tree. It's been damaged so much that it's time for that tree to be removed.
I've heard old trees in the wind.
People have asked, are you going to inspect all the trees? That's just not feasible. You think about all the trees here on the mountains, on the highways, there's always the potential for a tree out of the blue collapsing and falling into the roadway. We love to be in nature, but sometimes nature can deliver some very unexpected activities that we're a part of.
Talking about activities, June, what a great time to be part of the Chamber of Commerce and the mayor welcoming all the wonderful things there at the Shrimp Boil, the Highlands Motoring Festival and Chamber Music Festival.
That's right. And then you've got the PAC Center with their full schedule for the season, the Mountain Theater Company with their slate of performances. And, you know, they really need support this year because they were one of the companies that really took it on the chin when we had Hurricane Helene disaster, because they were in production of a play that they couldn't put on, and now they're kind of behind the eight ball. So I encourage people to support them. I will tell you, the impact of Hurricane Helene is long lasting. Yesterday, I was working in my pottery studio, and it was kind of a somber day for me because I've always bought my clay from High Water Clay in Asheville. For the last 24 years, I would go up to Asheville. Sometimes Sally and I'd even go up for the weekend and you know, stay in a hotel or something. And then I'd load up my truck with a ton of clay and drive it back down to Highlands. And it was right on the French Broad River, High Water Clay. Supplied clay for the whole country and all of the Southeast. I'm using my last bag of High Water Clay because they were damaged so severely in that hurricane flooding event that the owners just realized they could not rebuild, and they have another store in Florida, so they will just move their operations to that one factory. But we won't have any access to High Water Clay anymore. So I'm treating each little ball of clay kind of special thing. This is the end of a run, and I'll have to now go to South Carolina to acquire my clay.
I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
New executive director of the Highlands Chamber. I see it in both papers. The Highlander that came out, of course, comes out every Thursday. And Joanna Fine.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be serving now, new director.
Congratulations to Joanna. Wish her all the best. Look forward to working with her.
It's about the jewel thief. We saw that in the Highlands newspaper. And can we just go get her?
I've been getting some feedback on my Ask Mayor Pat, you know, how we're going to catch her, how to proceed and so forth. I appreciate that. We especially will appreciate any tips that people might have about who this person is. But let me just say this. Our police are working on that case. I don't know what the status is, but I know that from the past, when we have a major crime or even a minor crime, a lot of times the police, they know who has done the crime, but they have to, before they charge someone, do their work, collect the evidence, make sure that their case is strong enough that if it goes to court, they can make a case and get a conviction. Because under our Constitution, we have that under the Bill of Rights, the double jeopardy provision. The police get one chance to make their case and seek a conviction. And if the person is found not guilty, or if police haven't done their due diligence and work, and that case is dismissed or the person's acquitted, that's the end of the whole matter. A lot of times, police will take their time to make sure that they have the best case possible before they take action. And I know that can be very frustrating for us in the general public because we always want immediate results and so forth. But for the police, they've got to do their work. So I'm sure they're working on this case, and hopefully it'll be resolved soon.
Spoken like a former magistrate. I
there
can see it
go.
In your face. You can see you behind the big bench.
Yeah.
All right, when you're going to bring Sally's work back from New York, you're not going to drive up, and I already know the answer here, but to go get it and bring it back, you're going to actually, hey, it's a good idea, fly?
We are going to fly into JFK.
Right on.
We might stay at the TWA Hotel, and Eero Saarinen built the terminal for JFK in 1962. It opened. That facility is a classic example of modern architecture. It became obsolete and in disrepair. Some people thought they were going to tear it down, but what happened was they restored that facility, but they made it into a hotel. We went there and while we were there and ate at their restaurant, which was great, but it was kind of like going back in 1960. They had some old Lincoln convertibles and the furniture was still there. I was just waiting for Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack to come out and start singing. We might stay there and then we will rent a van, pack up the show, and drive all the way back to our beloved Highlands, North Carolina.
And congratulations once again. You're a proud husband. Mayor, thank you. Welcome back to Highlands. On our Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program every Sunday at 7 and our podcast around the world at WHLC.com.
Before we go, let's put in a plug.
Yes, sir.
Everybody go get that Highlands app.
Absolutely. I'm on the app right now. You'll hear it on the show tomorrow morning.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Mayor.